Hello, my pulchritudinous people. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, and it's Your Word Wednesday. So whose word helped us write today's show? We shall see. We do have to start first with a shout-out. Why? Because on yesterday's show, in 10-second trivia, there was a misspelling. The capital of Canada, Ottawa, is spelled O-T-T-A-W-A, not O-T-T-O-W-A. Mr. Robinson, Peebles High School in Ohio, well done. And many apologies to our neighbors to the north. That's actually where we start today. Canada, where Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party has just elected a new party leader. A political newcomer for the most part, Mark Carney, will become Canada's next Prime Minister and lead the party in the next federal elections for the office. Prime Minister Trudeau led the party for more than a decade until a number of crises and rising unpopularity forced him to announce his resignation as both Prime Minister and Liberal Party leader in January. Upon his resignation, Canada's parliament was suspended until March 24th to allow a new leader of the party to be chosen. Carney will now immediately take over as Liberal Party leader, but Trudeau will stay in the Prime Minister's office for what Carney has said will be a quick transitional period. Federal elections for Prime Minister must be held before October, but Carney could call for early elections before then. Carney and the Liberal Party will face a heated race against the Conservative Party, which is currently leading in the polls. This election will be Carney's first ever run for elected office. He's had a decades-long career in finance, though, where he steered governments through major global crises, and he will campaign on that experience as Canada faces a looming economic confrontation with the United States because of the recently announced tariffs. Our Paula Newton breaks down how Canadian politics reached this moment and explains what might lie ahead.
Mark Carney's win was overwhelming.
In first place, the next Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney.
But all eyes are now on the contest to come. As Canada's Prime Minister-designate, Carney will be sworn in within days and will likely call for a national election within weeks. Carney is calling for national unity to better face the challenge of the Trump administration and its threat to the Canadian economy.
Right now, all Canadians are being asked to serve in their own ways. We're all being called to stand up for each other and for the Canadian way of life. So let me ask you, who's ready?
Carney is a political novice, a former central bank governor in both Canada and England, a former investment banker with Goldman Sachs, an economist with a hockey goalie pedigree from his days at Harvard. But in the election, he will face Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre, a career politician backed by a trending social media presence and the praise of MAGA allies after cutting attacks like this.
Working for Trudeau, Carney made Canada weaker and poorer. Working for himself, Carney made the United States richer and stronger.
President Donald Trump's tariff and annexation threats have reframed the Canadian election in just a matter of weeks, with a rising nationalism and rising popularity for the Liberal Party. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was forced to announce his resignation in January as he grew ever more unpopular, but his Liberal Party has since been reborn with new purpose.
This is a nation-defining moment. Democracy is not a given. Freedom is not a given. Even Canada is not a given.
Pop quiz hotshot. What was the first country to implement daylight saving time in 1916? United States, Germany, Great Britain, or Canada? It was Germany who was the first country to implement daylight saving time to maximize daylight hours and save energy during World War I. Now to news of major travel disruptions in Germany, where a 24-hour strike by workers at 13 German airports canceled nearly all flights in the country. The one-day walkout, led by the second-largest trade union in Germany, included public sector employees at the airports, plus ground and security staff. Their goal? To bring about negotiations for better contracts for airport security workers and resolve pay disputes for government employees. Our Fred Pleitgen shows us what it was like to be at an airport where people's planes, they were going nowhere.
The departures hall here at Berlin Brandenburg International Airport is pretty much a ghost town. You can see over there that what would normally be a bustling areas with many people trying to reach their flight right now is pretty much empty. And if we look at the main departures board here at Berlin Brandenburg International, you can see that literally every single flight has been canceled. Now, here in Berlin, that means a couple of hundred flights that are affected. However, all of this is much bigger. It's going on at all major airports here in Germany because a union has called for a major strike by ground staff. Now, all of this also includes the main hubs here in Germany, which is, of course, Frankfurt and also Munich, that has a lot of the international and transatlantic flights going from there. In total, the Association for Airports here in Germany says that more than 3,000 flights will be affected and around 500,000 passengers. So this is certainly massive. And the airlines and also the authorities here in Germany say that if you are looking on Monday to travel either to or from Germany by plane, you can pretty much forget about it, at least on this day. They say the thing to do is get in touch with the airline that you're traveling with as early as possible, as fast as possible, and ask them if there are any other viable options, or also possibly what options in the next couple of days there might be. All of this, of course, is set to cause disruption, not just here in Germany, but it is, of course, the biggest country in Western Europe, and so all of this can spill over into other countries in Western Europe as well. All of this is happening because of a walkout that was called for by the Trade Services Union, which also represents public workers here in Germany. They want significantly more money. However, politicians here in this country say at this point in time for Germany, with a bad economy right now, that simply isn't possible.
Now to a pair of stories showcasing some of the wild weather Mother Nature has been unleashing. Over the weekend in the United States, in the state of New Hampshire, state park staff tested their mettle against some fierce winds. We're talking 120 miles per hour fierce. That's the same wind speeds as an EF2 tornado. They were barely hanging on. Watch this.
This is the moment Mount Washington State Park workers decided to battle heavy winds in New Hampshire. Chelsea Parker and Patrick Hummel were nearly blown over. The park measured steady winds of 110 to 120 miles per hour, topping out at a gust of 129 miles per hour while they were there. The temperature was 0 degrees Fahrenheit with a wind chill of negative 37. Parker told CNN anything over 90 gets you pushed around like a kite, no matter their weight.
Across the globe now, in Iran, a video shows rivers of bright red torrential rainwater flowing to the shore of the silver and red beach of Hormuz. Check out what's in this soil, creating this fruit punch looking hue.
This video captured rainwater turning red as it touched down on an Iranian island. A mountain on the island of Hormuz is rich in the mineral iron oxide, which gives the soil there its deep red color, according to an Iranian tourism board. The heavy rain fell during the region's rainy season, which runs from December to March.
Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is the world's tiniest sculpture. You can't even see it without a microscope. That silver thing, that is the head of a pin. You see that little red speck? That is a handmade Lego block. It's 0.00099 inches by 0.00086 inches, about the size of a human white blood cell, y'all. Micro artist David A. Linden has made a career of making impossibly small art and has now set a new Guinness World Record for his tiny Lego masterpiece. From small sculpture to some huge shout-outs. First to our Your Word Wednesday winners, Mrs. Streeter, and all of our friends at Wesley Christian School in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Pulchritudinous is the word, an adjective meaning beautiful. Our shout-out today is going to the Panthers at Pinecrest Academy St. Rose in Las Vegas, Nevada. Rise up. Thank you for spending part of your day with us, and some extra gratitude to all of you who have subscribed and have been commenting on our CNN 10 YouTube channel for your shout out requests. You rock. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, and I'll see you tomorrow.